Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I feel like I have energy about this game on Friday, but I'm glad you mentioned the word energy, because try talking about this game to anyone, and it's just like, did the Browns win 31-6 on Sunday, or was I wrong about that?
I don't know why it almost feels like we're entering the bye week.
Yeah.
Like, me and you, we tried breaking down the game yesterday. We've done a lot with talking about this game, but I feel like with everyone else, it's like they are playing Sunday. This is happening, guys.
Well, not just that. Like, it's a winnable game. And I know, like, that's such a low bar.
The Vegas line scared people, I do think. I think it as a
winnable
game.
Everybody in Cleveland was looking at the Vegas line?
That's all that keeps getting thrown into everyone's face when they try to talk about it online. I've seen 7 points and someone bringing up the Vegas line more for this week than any other game this year. It's astounding to me. So, I do think they're paying attention to the line. And I think in many ways, people don't know how to judge this Patriots team. But I would say, I think Vegas doesn't know how to judge this Patriots team.
This game is a choose-your-own-adventure game for the Cleveland Browns. If you'd like to be a serious team and you want to be competitive this year, this game is there for you. All right? It's not going to be easy. It's on the road. It's Foxborough. Vrabel's a hell of a coach. They've got a great run defense. There are valid reasons. By the way, their offensive line is physical and nasty. There's valid reasons why this is a tough game, whether you think it's going to be within the Vegas line or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there are legitimate reasons why if you... don't maybe have your head on straight, or if you try and get too cute, you could get run out of the building. And I'll say it here. If you get run out, it's on you. This should not be. The Patriots are fine. They're a good team. They've also beaten the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Jets. They've got two games against good competition this year. One was against Pittsburgh, and for the life of me, I can't think of the second game. And
the Bills, the Sunday night football game.
They split those two games.
Where the one kid caught the Josh Allen pass and then ran out of the stadium.
Yes. So, like, this is a game that you can have, or at the very least, you can be highly competitive in. And if you choose your own adventure, if you choose to go down the darker path, well, then that's on you. That's on the coaching staff.
So why do we not have energy for this game? What happened? There is something that did happen this week, and I can't quite put my finger on it. Is it just a lack of belief in Dylan Gabriel? Is it a lack of belief in Kevin Stefanski? Why are we at a spot where it feels like we have the energy of a dead guy for this one?
I think most of us understand that there were flukish elements to the Miami game. Right, you're going from the team that was the most downtrodden, beat up.
But it was so dominant, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you matched as many turnovers as you had in that game as you had all season long
100%.
On the defensive side of the ball. You crossed the 30-point threshold. Like, there were so many things that was just dominant. There was like 7 players in that game where I can be like, that's the best game they played all season long.
I think that's why this game is so important to Browns fans, because I think there are a lot of people out there Like my mechanic Rob, who told me before the season, I see 8 or 9 wins.
Is your mechanic also Coach Riz?
It is not.
Okay.
Although that would be a twofer. You know,
I like a mechanic that also is my coach.
Like Dustin used to have a guy for everything. I'd rather have a guy for like 2 things, because then you cut down on the number of guys you need, right?
Well, number of people you have to trust.
Yeah, exactly. And this, I'm about trust. Now,
I'd rather trust my mechanic than just about anybody in the world.
That is fair. No. When you find a good mechanic, you should hold on to them for dear life.
My mechanic texts me too much.
That's why. No. My mechanic doesn't text me nearly enough.
To the point where my mechanic, I'm almost like, do you think something should be wrong with my car? Is that why you're texting me this often? Maybe are you surprised that nothing's wrong with my car? I haven't seen you in 6 months.
Maybe he's got the all-seeing eye. Maybe he can see beyond.
That's a mechanic.
Yeah, that's a real mechanic.
That's a mechanic.
Not
right
my
there.
Guy, Rob. He can. He's also on the TikTok, so he can TikTok message me. That dude can. You fix my car right, and you don't rip me off. You can text me as much as you want, because we'll be best friends now. But, like, I think there are people like my buddy Rob, like my big brother David, like so many people out there that look at Miami game and said, that was so much fun. How much can we take from it? Okay, this is the game. Like, for all the things that we said, the choose your own adventure of it, that's what this game represents. Because even though I think the Patriots are a little, I don't want to say fraudulent, because that's heavy-handed, because I think they're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're as infallible as 5-2 suggests. So this is one of those wins. If you get this win, you can start beating your chest and saying we're 3-5, and you know we're on our way to 5-5. And once we get to 5-5, look out, because we're going to go 12-5.
They're not a Super Bowl team. That's what you need to know about the Patriots. I think Patriots fans are thinking that maybe they've crossed that line into being a Super Bowl contender. They're not a Super Bowl contender. Drake May has put up incredible numbers. Mm-hmm. Just insane numbers. In fact, last week he broke a Patriots record for completion percentage in a game. Tom Brady played there for 18 years, and in a year and a half, he's already breaking some of Tom Brady's records. Like, there's things he's doing that is incredible, but it's not as if he can't be beat. He's not rose to a level of top 4 quarterback in the sport just because of a couple good weeks.
And I think if we switch from their quarterback to ours, I think in the same way that for the Browns, this game represents an opportunity to prove to people you're for real, that the Miami thing wasn't about circumstance, that you're ready, that you've just been waiting for the time and you've been building to this point. I think the same thing can be said about Dylan Gabriel. Let's set aside the conversation of do you or I think Dylan is a starting quarterback. We're still not there yet. Like, we're at the point of, can you get me to 25 points a game? Can you get me to 21 points a game?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think if Dylan has, whether they actually damn run the ball this weekend, which run the ball, Kevin. You don't have to run it 50 times. Run it responsibly, all right? But like, whether you run the ball more, whether you pass the ball more, If Dylan comes through this game and we have a clean game, and that's not just about turnovers, clean game to me says, hey, those 2 touchdowns I left on the board last week, they're now touchdowns. If you do that, I think that's the kind of thing. I don't know, it wholly changes the perception of Dylan, But I think it can get people more excited about watching Dillon. And I think that's part of the lack of buzz. People, it's three hard. Games and it's underwhelming.
It's hard to get excited talking about Dillon Gabriel. That is just the truth. Give us something to get excited to talk about you with. And this is the game, Nick. I mean, if it ever set up a game for Dillon Gabriel to look good against a very mediocre pass defense, this would be the one. If he can't look good against this Patriots pass defense, I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but it's never going to hit a spot that anyone feels good about, at least for this season.
Well, and that goes back to it. This is about functionality, right? With the offense under Joe, you really weren't functioning. And then we got the Minnesota game, and it felt like, all right, you didn't win. It kind of turned at the end there, but there were some winnable moments in that game. You looked more functional. And then Pittsburgh happened. And then the Miami game, you scored a lot of points. It had very little to do with the quarterback, in my opinion. So that's what this game represents, that idea of, can you just get me to functional? Because I don't think people in Cleveland are holding that high of a bar. We're not holding them up to the Baker bar. We're certainly not holding them up to the Pat Mahomes bar or the Josh Allen bar. We're saying, can you just give the defense a chance to win? Because if you do that more often than not, you're going to make people like me, three-win Wilson, look like an a-hole.
And I'd like to do that, Nick.
I know you would.
I'd like to make you look like that
a-hole. I know you've been wanting that for a while.
I would really like that right now.
Although I think you were 5-win Peterlin, so I don't know you can say much more.
We were 6-win Peterlin, which means we are definitely set up for... Well, no, John Fanta didn't give me the fun nickname.
Nope.
Nothing sticks. Unless Fanta gives you the nickname, nothing sticks.
What about Johnny 6-wins? That way we kind of flip the script there.
Johnny 6-wins seems like I need to be hanging out with Chauncey Billups.
Oh, I was thinking of maybe Big Sal and Akron. Get a little pizza
also,
down there.
Chauncey Billups. Yeah, they're all... Any of these names,
Jonathan,
they're all
can't just, you see the Browns are a 6-win team.
Why are you Mike Tyson now?
I don't know. Because I don't have a good Marlon Brando. Maybe rest in peace.
You got a stellar Mike Tyson.
That's true.
As evidenced by you trying to do the Marlon Brando.
I am malicious.
That was not great.
That was not great.
Not that great.
I'm excited
you
for Dillon. I'm excited for Dillon this week. I am. I don't know. It's odd. I have so much excitement for this game, and I feel like you're right in that nobody else seems to, and I can't really figure out why. And I think Dillon Gabriel might be the culprit. I think he might be the reason, but I'm just dying to find out what Stefanski does this weekend, and if there is such a thing as even unleashing Dillon Gabriel, I'd like to find out.
Couple things here from the chat on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Maxwell Phillip, it might be Phillip Maxwell, saying, happy F off Friday, y'all. And then at Find You Cooper saying, weekend in 3 hours, how we feel in chat about this game. I definitely think I'm one of the more rosier people here saying, all right, like I'm not to go full Wedding Crashers, but make me a bicycle clown. Like you got rid of the negative inertia of so many losses in a row, right? You had the blow the top off the place game.
Are we getting a guarantee at 214?
You sure aren't. That sounded like it rhymed, but it didn't rhyme. No, I'm not going to give a guarantee. No, because I don't think, I don't mean this.
I like the quick, you sure aren't.
Yeah. No.
Like, I thought of this for a while.
Listen,
sure
I guaranteed
aren't.
A touchdown pass against Miami. Or sorry, I guaranteed at least one offensive touchdown against Miami. Guarantee made. I guarantee to win against Green Bay. Guaranteed made. Some guarantee Gary's out there. Mm-hmm. Just throw them around.
That's what it feels
the
like.
The world's ending on December, on October 25th. And then the 26th comes.
You're
like,
not even going to watch the game then.
I meant next year. I don't move goalposts. I guarantee when I feel it in my loins. And I don't feel it in my loins in this one because the Browns have to prove it. Yeah, left you with a feel in the loins, didn't
I? But you do feel at least a close game in your loins.
Yes. Yes, my loins are telling
not
me.
Not enough for a guarantee, but yeah, a close game.
No. There's definitely an itch. There's definitely
if it's not nipple
bets,
I told you, I've lost interest in the guarantees unless you're really putting the nipples on the line.
I think you've got to start putting your nipples on the line first, and then maybe we'll see about me.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits at 240. Joe Hayden, remember him? He's coming up at 3, former Browns cornerback. We'll get his take on the perception of Dillon Gabriel in his eyes. Can Dillon change that perception on Sunday? We got Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN. He had a great 10-minute interview that was online with Donovan Mitchell earlier this week. He thinks the Cavs are winning the title this year, so we'll get to that prediction with him as well. The Lead coming up at 5. We got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock. But you can call it a vibe check. You can call it a where you at. You can call it whatever you like. Where's your buzz with this Browns game, and can a win change your perception about Dylan Gabriel? And then we swing the pendulum to the other side with Dylan in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.